I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
6 p.m., May 9th, 2022.
Good evening, everyone. Mark took care of the date and time, so we're good. Roll call. Commissioner Bartholomew.
Here.
And Commissioner Glode.
Present.
And myself, if the record show, all the commissioners are present. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on any of the agenda items? Anyone from the public? Anyone from the public like to speak? Okay, last call. Any public members wishing to speak? Okay. So I don't remember if we need a motion to close the public portion. I don't believe we do. So with that, I'd like to close the public portion of the meeting. Regarding the agenda, are there any additions, corrections to the agenda?
I don't have anything.
Okay, Mr. Glow?
I have nothing.
You are a double finish. I'm guessing. There you go, Mike. I couldn't hear.
You have nothing.
Okay. All right. So I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to adopt tonight's agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. The agenda has been adopted. So everyone had a chance to look over the minutes from the previous meeting. That would be the April, I believe it was the April 11th meeting.
Correct.
Could be incorrect, but I know April 11th.
Yes.
Entertain a motion to adopt those minutes.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes from April.
Motion by Commissioner Glode.
Second
by Mr. Bartholomew. All in favor?
Okay.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, so the previous month's minutes have been accepted. Old business. Deputy Chief Todd, anything from the department under old business?
I have nothing under old business.
Okay. Mr. Bartholomew?
No.
Okay, Commissioner Glode.
I have nothing, sir.
Okay. All right, we'll close the old business portion of the agenda. New business. Deputy Commissioner Todd.
We have nothing under new business.
Okay. Mr. Bartholomew, anything under new business?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. And Commissioner Glove.
Nothing, sir. Nothing.
Department reports. I may have missed it, but did we not get a report this month?
The website. I think Mark posts them up there from Jess.
Oh, okay. I did not see
that. The city website.
Okay. Deputy Chief, would you like to summarize the reports?
He's on mute.
He's muted. Scott, would you like to summarize? Is there anything you'd like to highlight in the department reports?
Well, if he hears, there's one that stands out, and I know that the chief always talks about the outside work wages, but it's like 342% of the budget. It was 175,000 was the budget, and they've spent 424. Now, mostly we're supposed to get that reimbursed. The end of this year is coming up, though.
Yeah, I know. And that should be reimbursed by the contractors.
Yeah. If that's the one, because yeah, it's 342% we've spent. So that's all. Everything else looks, you know, relatively in line. You know, obviously the wages and stuff. Salary people. That's rock and roll.
It's actually the deputy chief. I don't know if he's having technical issues or what. Hi, Scott. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you. Okay. That was Deputy Chief Todd. His computer froze, and he asked for a minute so we could reboot and rejoin the meeting. So,
we'll hold.
I'm wondering who the major businesses are that are kind of holding us up for the reimbursement from the contractors. I mean, maybe we could kind of get somebody to make some action.
I see all the road work between the bridge, doesn't it? That's where I see a lot of the overtime being done, Ben, and running of the cables on Roosevelt Drive. So,
yeah,
I would think whoever those contractors are, those are the ones that haven't remitted or maybe haven't hit the TV account yet.
Yeah, I think I seem to agree with you. I sort of think that's the major one that's not really coming through yet. I don't want to let these costs run away because we've also now got Main Street going. So that's going to be another one that, you know, we'll have to front and then come back to the contractor for. So I'd like to see us be a little aggressive with that as far as collecting the money back. I'm waiting for the deputy chief to come back on.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Rich, you look like a great vacation spot behind you in the background. Yeah,
that's my son's vacation. I don't go anywhere.
Isn't it amazing? The kids go on vacation and send us pictures.
He did, last year, he did the 48 continental United States.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Took off and drove. Took him about 40 days. Because you can do New England. You can get a half a dozen in a day. So, yeah. Wow. And then and he's been here his whole life. So he didn't have to. But he stopped and saw something famous in every state.
That's an awesome vacation. Yeah. It really is.
So that was one of the canyons. Could be the Grand Canyon. Could be another one. I don't know. Because he went to a bunch of national parks. He got the park pass from, you go up to Hop Brook Dam where the Army Corps of Engineers are. You can buy for $80. You can go to a ton of national parks are covered under it, and if it's not covered, it's discounted anyways. So
that's good to know. I never realized you could, do that close by.
Yeah, we went up there literally the day before he left, and got his America the Beautiful pass. It's called.
Nice.
Good for a year. So got it till August. So maybe he'll go to some more this summer. Let's see.
Well, you know what? If it's okay with everyone, maybe we can skip this portion of the agenda for just a few minutes and back to it when the deputy chief gets back on. Hopefully he can overcome his technical issue.
If number nine, if Jess would know if we had any communications. There wasn't anything.
Jess?
No, no communications.
Okay. Takes care of number nine.
All right, thank you, Jess.
Yep.
Traffic Authority? Just so that everyone is aware, I addressed one issue that was brought to my attention by one of the residents. Mark, if you could, I guess Scott, oh, he's just got back in, I guess. So anyway, yeah, Scott.
Sorry, everyone. I'm back.
Department reports. We'll finish up the LTA and then go back to department reports, if that's okay.
Before you close out LTA, I have one addition. So please go with what you're doing and then I'll add that in.
Okay, that sounds good. Was brought to my attention that when we did the survey or the study with Valley Cog on the Sentinel Hill, High Street, Academy Hill, the crosswalks were painted. And basically, there's no sidewalk and there's no opening in the gate or the guardrail for people to enter Whittick Park from those crosswalks. I sent something off to Public Works to see if they can't work something through. So at least if you're in that crosswalk, you can walk through the guardrail to get inside the park. It was brought to my attention because a resident saw a lady trying to lift her dog over the guardrail after she crossed the road. So hopefully we'll hear back from Public Works on something that they can have done there to at least address that. Scott, you have something for LTA?
Yes, and I'm a little bit confused because I thought we had completed all of the fire department boot drive requests, but 2 days ago, after apparently Jess had sent off the package for the meeting, I received a email from Patrolman Sicko, who's doing our traffic reports now, from Brendan Canty from Storms requesting a boot drive. Did Storms not ever submit a boot drive request? I'm a little confused. I thought we were all set with boot drives.
Yeah, I'm under the impression that they did submit already.
So we have two different issues. The first thing is that what we've gotten away from under the previous fire commissioner was all the different firehouses would submit their boot drives to the commission in January. So we didn't keep going through this every month, another boot drive. Somehow that slipped through the cracks, but Storms is requesting a boot drive for Sunday, May 22nd. And that's why it's obviously time sensitive because there will not be another meeting before that. But I'm a little taken back because I thought all the fire departments had submitted their requests.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised myself. What's the commission feel about allowing this to happen? Where is it actually supposed to be taking place, Scott?
All right, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me, I'll read the actual the actual thing from Patrolman Sicko. He says, Chief, this month we have received a request from Brendan Canty of Storms Engine Company. He's requesting that the Storms Engine Company have their annual boot drive held on Sunday, 5/22/22. There will be no rain date. The boot drive will be held from 8:30 until 2:00. The event will be held Seymour Avenue at Atwater Avenue and Main Street at Bridge Street. Canty provided an insurance form indicating and signed the LTA plan indicating he understood what was required of the fire department for the event, and I recommend this boot drive be approved. So I didn't have time to go back through the minutes to see if we ever approved anything else for Storms. So I'm kind of at a loss here. I guess maybe the recommendation from the police department side would be to approve this boot drive, assuming they haven't had another approval. Because I would hate to not let them do a boot drive if you don't approve it, but it would require some more investigation to see if A, this has already been submitted, or B, if this is a second request, in which case we don't do two boot drives per fire company. So,
right. That's a good, I do know that they did one last year. I know that there hasn't been any since then.
I know that we only had East End this year so far, if I'm not mistaken. I know the Porgies haven't done this yet. So off the top of my head, personally, I don't recall the Storms having done one, i.e. Storms Ambulance or North Storms Engine Company. So again, I'm old, so I could have forgotten. So I'm just going based off the memory of what has transpired so far this year.
Okay. Recommendation is to approve. At this point in time, and I understand your feelings, Deputy Chief, and what we will do is, as the LTA, is reach out to the fire commissioner, because we are coming up on a new fiscal year, and make sure that the requests go to him by July 1st for the fiscal year 22-23. On the recommendation, I'll take a motion to approve this one exceptional, strange.
I'll make that motion to accept it. And also that we do a research just to ensure that this is just a, you know, that this fell through the cracks, basically. I'll make that motion.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Second?
Yep.
Okay, Rich seconded it. Any, all approved?
I just have a quick discussion on it. The main and bridge, is there still construction there? I don't go down there because it's always such a pain. But isn't that, or is it clear enough that we can still do a boot drive and not jam it up worse than it normally is? Because that's the bridge into Shelton, right, where they're doing work on it?
Certainly, and you make a very good point. As long as the construction company isn't working in that intersection on the weekend, it won't be an issue. However, if they are working on that day, they have trucks coming in and out, and it would be a very big issue. So you make a very good point.
Okay.
As long as they're not working.
Mike, would you amend your motion to approve pending no construction on that day?
Yes, I'll amend my motion to include the construction aspect, that if there's construction, then the boot drive not be held in that location.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Actually, I'm going to abstain because I remember the story. So,
all right,
Cliff. Approved.
Yep.
Mike?
Yep.
Mr. Okay. Chair?
Yes.
I'm just curious because there were two different things. So, do they accept the app, the request at the calendar year or the fiscal year?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. My knowledge, it was always
They do it the calendar year. So normally, what had been done under the previous commissioner is all fire departments had to submit in January. They would then, the commissioner would then pass it on to your commission when he received all three requests in January. So it's a calendar year, not a fiscal year.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll, as a group, as the LTA, reach out to the commissioner and get this squared away for next month so we can get back on track. So this one fell through the cracks and we can move on.
Okay,
moving back to department reports. Deputy Chief.
All right, so there is nothing significant in the actual activity report or the budget. So we are on track with overtime. We're not seeing any issues there. We're right about where we should be spent. The only caveat being that we do have one sergeant that will be leaving. May 27th will be his last day. He's using up his accrued time. Then we have at least two sergeants leaving June 17th, potentially, and we're yet to get anything from the state on this, another sergeant that maybe his last day is June 2nd. So we have the potential to incur some significant overtime in the last week of May and throughout June, but I still believe we have enough money in the account to make it through, fingers crossed. So other than that, there's really nothing in the department reports. To Commissioner Bartholomew's question, which I caught a very little bit before my computer froze up. Yes, that that line, that pass-through line for outside work, it's the way it's set up doesn't make a lot of sense. But yes, as the city spends money out of that line, it goes negative. But the on the backside, on the revenue side, they backfill it with the money from the construction companies when they get paid. So it's it has nothing to do with our budget. It's always been a contention why it's even in our budget, because it's not really a money. It's a pass through. It's not real money. So no, it has nothing to do with our actual budget. We're not really negative 400,000. It's
I didn't know when it comes back in.
It never does. It always goes negative and it stays negative. On the city side, it's a wash when they get the money, but it never reflects back in our budget because the city's taking the money out of our budget, but they're not showing their income on their side. So
yeah, that, but then at the bottom, it's in all your percentages and stuff too, I'm sure though. So you really can't get an overall look because that number's several hundred thousand. So
correct. And it's something that in my 12 years, 11 years, whatever it is in this position, we've discussed with different administrations and really it's a wash. I mean, it means nothing for us, but it does make it look like we have some kind of weird numbers in our budget, but it's at this point, it's something we've learned to live with.
All right, thanks.
Is there someone, Scott, that we could actually, or you could actually talk to about potentially pushing some of these people to catch up on their cash arrear?
Well, so I just want to be very clear that minus 400 and something thousand doesn't mean we're actually missing 400 and something thousand out of the city's income. What I'm saying is when a check comes into the city, it doesn't come through the police department. It goes right to City Hall. Mm-hmm. So all we're doing is we're not actually doing it. The finance office is deducting money out of that account as they pay, but they're not showing the money that they get back into even that account. So just to be very clear, the city of Derby's not $400,000 in the hole on payments. Our budget just doesn't show the income the city gets.
I have to track it on that line item. Otherwise I'll never know who was getting the outside wages, because it could be other departments could get outside stuff too. Public works, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's something that just as always, it always runs negative. Yeah. And the more road jobs we have, the deeper it shows, but it's not truly a negative because we're not seeing the money the city takes in on their side.
Okay. With that, I have nothing more. Mr. Bartholomew, anything else for the good of the order?
No, except for a motion to adjourn whenever you're ready.
Okay. Mr. Gwald, anything else that you have?
I have nothing else.
Okay. All right. So now I'll entertain Mr. Bartholomew's motion to adjourn.
Okay.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your continued patience, time, and efforts. And we will talk to you next month.
Thank you. All good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
6:25.